Blog Talk Radio.
There it is, folks. What's happening? Welcome to the show. It is Monday, and we had some crazy things happening in the news. We're going to talk a little bit about it tonight. You may have heard about it out there in Tucson, Arizona. Veterans on Patrol, apparently, allegedly, has proof that there is a child sex trafficking ring happening at a particular homeless camp in Tucson, Arizona. I'll give you a bunch of details here in just a few minutes as we like to chit-chat and talk a little bit with a monologue and add this in there real fast.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
And of course, don't forget our good friend Dave Bray and the folks over at Dave Bray USA. Music on a Mission's out now. Get your copy. Go to iTunes, get your copy, and leave a review after you listen to it a couple of times. It's a really good album. And, of course, LibertyRush.com. Here you go. I'll be back in a second. I got to share this show. Invite. Spread the word, folks.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. They can pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray, USA, right now on Facebook. That's D-A-V-E-B-R-A-Y, USA.
There you have it, folks. Dave Bray, USA.com. Music on a Mission's out now. You want to get out and get Music on a Mission. Good stuff happening there, ladies and gentlemen. So now, we're going to be talking here shortly with our friend Alexandra Levine. In fact, let me message over to her and let her know that we're live right now. She can come join us. And we're going to, of course, play the new version of the Star Spangled Banner at the end of the show today. DaveBrayUSA.com, Music on a Mission. The new version of the Star Spangled Banner, as performed by our good friend. Always a pleasure to host him on the show. He's a great guest. He hooked me up, helped me out when my son and my wife were roughhousing and she fell off the bed and landed on her face, but she's okay. She didn't get hurt. She was just in an awkward position and couldn't get out of it. So Dave, the trooper that he is, the patriot that he is, covered for us for a minute, and we got through that. It was pretty good. So here, let me message my, hey, George is watching, Danny's watching. Of course, Constance is watching. Patricia, Donato, Deb, Janine. Hey, Janine, how are you, man? Welcome to the show. Francis, always a pleasure. Francis helps us out from time to time with researching stories and making sure that they are legit. Sometimes calls me out when I post bogus crap. Sometimes it happens, folks. Sometimes you're at a time crunch. You only got 3 minutes. You see, holy crap, look at that. And you post it to your page so that you can find it later and maybe research it. You come back and you got hammered. Ricky, George, again, Steve, Dawn, Kenny. We were hoping to see you out there at Ginny Springs. We were looking for you to come to the campsite. We were hanging out. Folks were having some cold sodas and waters and coffee. I drink coffee like a wazoo. We had a great camping trip. Mario Alberto Jimenez is watching. Jimenez. Yes, sir. He is running for a lieutenant governor position here in the Sunshine State. He is also fighting the child sex trafficking stuff that is happening. El Guerra is watching. He is our newfound fan and newly legalized citizen the legitimate way. God bless you, El Guerra. You are a great person. We love you here at Patriot Nation Radio. So now as we wait for our guest to call. Let's see, we're in a few minutes, so I'm telling her right now. She's telling me coming on soon. Do you need the number? NUMBER. There we go. We're having a good show tonight, folks. We will be talking with this gentleman, Lazaro, later on in the show. And he posted some stuff in reference to what's taking place down there in Tucson, Arizona, in reference to this child sex trafficking and pedophile ring uncovered at a facility in Tucson, Arizona, that is being used for a homeless camp. And you will not believe what's happening over there. Later on, I'll play a little bit of the clip from the gentleman from VOP, Veterans on Patrol in Arizona. Some of you folks might remember Lewis Arthur, Veterans on Patrol. From back in the Mali Refuge, there was some stuff happening, and who knows? We got to see. Folks, have their druthers about Mr. Lewis. So we'll see. You know what I'm saying? So, but first up, before we get into all of that, we are going to bring in our first guest, Alexandria Levine. She's going to talk to us about America First Florida and America First America and events and things happening here locally. And we'll bring her on right now. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Alexandria.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me again. It's wonderful to be on the show with you.
Absolutely. And you got a good call. No?
Yeah, exactly. So for those of you who are listening, I'm a part of the America First Coalition. We are a nationwide pro-Republican, pro-Trump, pro-conservative agenda coalition. We are non-for-profit, and I am the state leader for Florida, and I'm also the state leader for Maryland. So we're putting together a really great event Monday, June 11th from 5 to 7 p.m. It's a debate forum with Tommy Gregory and Melissa Howard, who are running for state representative, District 73. That's Joe Gruter's seat. And everyone in Sarasota County knows Joe Gruter's. So the event will be at the Gold Coast Distributing Center in Lakewood Ranch. That's the Gold Coast Distributing Center in Lakewood Ranch from 5 to 7 p.m. Monday night, June 11th. $20 contribution. We eat dinner from 5 to 6. Debate starts from 6 to 7. The moderator will be TV, radio, and personality Richard Levine, who's also the CEO of Potomac Financial Corporation. Richard Levine was born in Washington, D.C., moved down to Sarasota County, has lived in Sarasota County for 34 years, so he's going to be moderating. And it's going to be a really great event and a great debate. And it'll be nice to see both of the Republican candidates tell us, the voters, the differences between their plans and why we should vote for that. What's the difference between voting for a male for this position or maybe we should vote for a woman for this position. So this will be really great. So again, it's Monday, June 11th from 5 to 7 p.m. debate forum with Tommy Gregory and Melissa Howard, who are running for state representative, District 73, Joe Gruter's seat at the Gold Coast Distributing Center in Lakewood Ranch. And again, if anybody wants to get involved with our coalition, our website again is www.americafirstcoalition.org. That's www.americafirstcoalition.org.
Excellent. Excellent. And what else is going on? You guys still got the back of Bruce Nathan? I like what he's doing. I seen he walked up to the up Tallahassee steps to certify his candidacy for the run.
We've done some great interviews.
Pretty good
with Bruce
news.
Nathan. Yeah, we've done some great debates with Bruce Nathan. We also allow Bruce Nathan's campaign to use our Facebook and Twitter pages. What we're doing right now is we're basically interviewing all of the Republican primary candidates, and whoever becomes the nominee, if they support our agenda, if we feel that they believe in our agenda, then we support them full throttle. But Bruce Nathan, we've been interviewing Congressman Ron DeSantis. We've talked to Adam Putnam. We've talked to Richard Corcoran, who is running, Bob White. So that gubernatorial race is going to be hot, hot, hot. And also, my coalition has been in talks with Governor Rick Scott to do a unity barbecue at his mansion, either the end of August at the end of the primary or at the end of October before the general elections of 2018. So that's going to be great. And that's going to be a big race, too. It's going to be huge. So those are the two races that we're looking at. We also work with a lot of congressional district races. One of the biggest congressional district races is Congressional District 27, which is down in Miami. There's about 9 Republican candidates trying to run for that seat. The incumbent is actually retiring. There's a couple other seats. District 19 and District 21. The incumbents are deciding not to run again. So those are going to be two. Those are like up for grabs that are
right.
Going to be really great seats. That are going to be really great seats. I've actually talked to Javier Monjeres and his opponent, Nicholas Camaz, who is running for Congressional District 22 against the incumbent Ted Deutsch, Ted Deutsch is a big Democrat. He worked with Debbie Wasserman Schultz with Awan. So there's a lot there.
Oh boy.
And then I'm also, that's a big one. So we want to get a Republican to switch that seat. I'm also working with the Carla Spalding campaign. She's running for District 23 against Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So that's a huge one. And that's, there's so much there with Debbie, and there's so much that I think the American people are fed up with her. And WikiLeaks, brought her out and really told the American people who she really is and how she really thinks and feels about certain people. And, I really hope that the voters down there really see how corrupt the Democrats are, how what big obstructionists they are. And if we put Democrats in there, if we put, Nancy Pelosi, God forbid, a Speaker of the House again, it's going to really mess up the country. And it's going to really ruin what President Trump is doing, because President Trump is fixing the country. I mean, look at him. I mean, do you see Nancy Pelosi talking with the Kim Jong-un? I don't think so. Nancy Pelosi doesn't even know what president she's serving under. Sometimes she thinks she's serving under President Bush. But it's getting crazy. It's getting crazy. And, the economy is doing really well. We just had the jobs report come out. Retail, 31,100 more jobs in retail. Manufacturing jobs up. Healthcare jobs are up. I have friends that are in telemedicine that are doing phenomenally well. I mean, telemedicine and artificial intelligence is the future of America. It's the future of the country, of the world. And it's great. The jobs are just amazing. I'm sorry?
The artificial intelligence is kind of scary stuff.
That's scary stuff, unfortunately. But it's unfortunately, it's growing. Technology is growing in this country. I'm not going to say my opinion on that or not, because I have friends that are in that field. But my point is that there is jobs and the economy is growing, and the economy is great, especially down in the state of Florida. I mean, jobs. I mean, Governor Rick Scott has really done a great job in Florida, and whoever becomes the governor, whether it's DeSantis or Bruce Nathan or Adam Putnam or whoever, I really hope that they will continue on the legacy that Governor Rick Scott has done in terms of jobs, in terms of helping our people, in terms of in times of need, for example, with hurricanes and disasters that happen in Florida. Governor Scott's really good on that front. And I just hope that, you know, whoever Governor Scott gives the baton to will continue on with his legacy. And we hope that, Governor Scott, you know, if he becomes our U.S. Senate, that he will, you know, continue the baton, continue the baton of being the governor, switching to the senator, doing the same things up in Washington that he's doing in Tallahassee.
I can't vote for him for Senate. I can't
comment on that. You can't.
I'm going to tell you why. It's very simple. He took the rights, the Second Amendment rights, away from 18 to 20-year-olds with a stroke of a pen. Now you got 20-year-old men in their house that can't protect their family from an intruder. You have 18-year-old women who can't protect themselves from psychopathic rapists. And that alone tells me when bullcrap like that, and I will never vote for that. I would rather vote for Bill Nelson again. I know what I got, and I know what I'm getting. I don't know what I think I want Rick Scott. Well, as he did for the Florida, he took the rights away from people. You don't have that authority, and he the stroke of a pen, and it's unacceptable. That's just for me. That's my opinion, and I don't usually express my opinion so strongly toward the candidate, but to me, the Second Amendment is to never be infringed upon in any way, shape, or form. Guns don't kill, people kill.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you know, that race is going to be really tough. I mean, Bill Nelson's been there for years. I have a lot of Republican friends that have voted for Bill Nelson in the past. I mean, he has, you know, obviously he has got a following. You know, he's been there. You know, he's been in Washington. He's been there.
I don't like him.
It's going to come down to basically records. That's basically what it's going to be. It's going to come down to records. You know, unfortunately, the Democrats, you know, they're obstructionists. They didn't vote for the tax cuts. They didn't vote to repeal and replace Obamacare. They're going to be stingy on infrastructure.
I have someone with a question on the live feed, my friends Jim and Linda. They wanted to hear who was running against Debbie Wasserman Schultz there again. They missed the name, and, of course,
Carla Spaulding, and there's she has a couple other opponents too. I'll be honest, I don't remember the names off the top of my head. But Carla Spaulding, actually, there was an article about her in the Miami Sun Sentinel that she actually raised more money than Debbie Wasserman Schultz, I think, in the month of March.
Yeah.
So she's doing really well, and she's been, you know, going out there and doing grassroots. And she's a very lovely woman from Jamaica. She's a nurse. And I had the pleasure of interviewing her live in Sunrise, Florida, with her campaign manager. And she's just a very lovely woman. And she's a very smart woman. And she knows what's up. And she, you know, to win that seat, I mean, it's tough, because Debbie Wasserman Schultz has been there for years, you know. But I feel the demographic of the county is changing, and I think the American people are fed up with people like Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Hillary Clinton and all these obstructionist Democrats that have lied to the American people and have done a disservice to this country. And there's a lot there. I mean, there's a lot there with Debbie Wasserman Schultz. There's a lot there. There's a lot to go after her on. And I told, you know, I encourage all my candidates, you know, don't go after your Republican opponent, because that's how the Democrats win. They don't go after each other. They go after the Republican. Even though maybe behind their back they don't like each other, they still stick together. The Republicans need to stick together. There's too much division in the Republican Party. We have to stick together, and we have to go after the Democrats. And I tell my Republican candidates, you need to raise as much money as you can right now. You need to start early. You need to get whoever you can, because the Democrats, they get money from George Soros, from Nancy Pelosi, from Chuck Schumer, from Hollywood. They start 2 years in advance, and they pay all these people to do rallies, you know, against the Republicans. They pay all these people to do grassroots and go door to door. The Republicans need to do that. It's all about the grassroots. It's about the people. The people, it's about going directly to the voter and having a regular everyday person knock on a person's door and say, you know, or give them pamphlets and say, this, you know, this is a Republican that's running and this is what they stand for. And can we please have your vote? And they need to roll call, roll call, roll call. They need, and the Republicans need to do more commercials. They need to have more commercials out there promoting themselves, promoting their values. It's all about solutions. What President Trump did is he gave the American people solutions. It was not all talk. It was action. That's what all these Republican candidates need to do that are running for Congress, that are running for Senate, that are up for reelection. They need to give the American people solutions, because if they don't give them solutions, they're just going to believe what the Democrat says across the way, because the Democrats know a way to put it together, to spin it, to make it sound so lovely, and then they get your vote, and then they do whatever they want with it. That's why President Trump said about the, you know, to the African American community, what the heck do you have to lose? Because you vote for these Democrats year after year after year, and they have not helped you. Look, I have helped you. Unemployment for the African American community is down. Unemployment for the Hispanic community is down. Unemployment for women is down in the first time in many, many years. I mean, he's one of the first presidents that's actually fixing the country and fixing the economy. And it's just going to continue to grow. It's just going to continue to grow. I mean,
and
for
you
a Democrat,
never
vote for a tax cut. Why would anybody vote for a Democrat when the Democrats do not want, they don't want tax cuts in this country, and they support gang members like MS-13? It baffles me. It really baffles me. And not one Democrat, see, I'm Jewish, not one Democrat, regardless if you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent, not one Democrat, governor, senator, or congressman, went to that embassy opening in Jerusalem, which is very historic. And I know that a lot of Democrat Jews really, you know, a lot of them in their hearts, I know, supported that move. And they know they love Israel as much as anyone down the street. But for not one of them to go to Jerusalem because they were making a political statement, not to go because they hate President Trump, is ridiculous. Alan Dershowitz was there. Alan Dershowitz is a liberal who voted for Hillary Clinton. He's been very fair. He's nice to President Trump. He's very fair. But he went to Israel. He went to Israel despite politics and whatever. They need to, the Democrats need to throw the politics aside, and they need to, you know, work with President Trump and instead of obstructing him, because it's not helping the country. It's hurting the country. They're the ones that are dividing the country, not the Republicans. They are.
The Democrats need to just throw in the towel, because they have totally flipped their lid, and I can't believe it. Now, there seems to be a pretty wide bunch of candidates running against Debbie Wasserman Schultz. How many of these candidates are still in it? I see that Tim Canova has withdrawn.
Right. I know there's an attorney that's in there. I have to look it up myself. I know there's an attorney.
So we got
Joe Kaufman,
Carlos Reyes, Paula Spaulding, Republican, Tim Canova, who has withdrawn himself, and Don Endress. And Stuart Reed, who's not on the ballot. I guess he's probably a hardcore patriot, and nobody knows about him. I'm gonna have to look. Who knows? You know what? Those guys that have no money and are at the bottom of the barrel are really the ones that are trying to do the right thing, because they're hurt and they want making for everybody. I don't know though. Stuart Reed. I don't even know. It doesn't give his political affiliation, but there's a big list. Against Debbie Wasserman.
Yeah, Carla got into that race really early on. I haven't interviewed anyone else that she's running against, but me personally explore that more. But I've been in talks, or I know very well my state senator for District 23, Greg Stube, State Senator Stube. He's actually running for the U.S. congressional seat 19 because the incumbent is leaving. So we've been doing a lot of events with him. Also, I've been working with Ray Pyland down in Sarasota County. He's running for Congressional District 72 that was won by Margaret Good, it shouldn't have been a seat that went to a Democrat. It was a very easy Republican seat to win. That was actually Ray Pyland's original seat. He ended his term. a woman named Alex Miller. She won that congressional seat, and she decided for some reason to leave the seat. So it became a special election. And then Margaret Good came in. And the reason that Margaret Good came in is because she advertised 2 years in advance. She had Washington money. She had Democrat money. She had George Soros money. She had every money that she could to win the seat that was heavy
right.
Republican, that was won by President Trump, I think like 25 plus points. So Ray Pyland has taken upon himself to come back from quote unquote retirement to run again for his original seat. And he has a lot of great support. I mean, he's campaigning now in the seat, you know, it's up in 2 years. So he's doing it smart. And he's had a lot of events going on. He's coming to our event, actually, that we're having on the 11th. And he's been to a couple other events that I've had. And I've been to some of his events. And, you know, he's doing it right. I mean, he's doing event after event after event, promoting himself. And he's got some great backing behind him. And I think he has a really great shot of winning his seat back, of winning the seat back in 2 years, from what I've seen.
We really, really got to have so-called blue wave. Be like a drop in the bucket.
It's propaganda. It's propaganda. And I talked about this in my dinner. My luncheon that I had. It's propaganda. There isn't a blue wave coming. They're just saying that to scare you. They usually say this during the midterms. There's so many seats right now that can be flipped in the Senate as well as in Congress. I mean, it's unbelievable. I think there's going to be more of a red wave. The same people that say it's a blue wave are the same people that said that President Trump wouldn't win the presidency. So I don't listen to those people anymore. And I tell the American people not to listen to those people anymore. They're doing it on purpose. That's why I don't read certain media outlets. That's why I don't watch certain networks. That's why I don't watch certain shows, because I know it's all propaganda. They can't, for CNN or ABC or NBC to not say one kind word about President Trump, for them to twist everything that he does, for Samantha Bee to still be on TBS after calling the first daughter the things that she said, which is disgusting. It's a double standard. It's a total double standard. And it will always be a double standard. The media has the liberals
it's
back.
Absolutely
I agree with Sean Hannity. Journalism is dead.
Look what they did to Roseanne. For Christ's sake.
Yeah.
The ladies, you know, the guy, Bill Maher, said 1,000 times worse. What's that other guy? One of the late night TV guys.
What people don't realize is, you know, I've read some of the comments that Roseanne said. Maybe it wasn't, you know, it's not 100% appropriate what she said. But the difference is she said it off camera. She said it on her own personal Twitter account on her own personal time. Samantha Bee had a pre-taped show. It was already written in script that she was going to say this stuff about Ivanka Trump. So there's, a total double standard. It's not like Roseanne said this on her show. It's different. She said it in her Twitter account. Maybe she was, I don't know, maybe she didn't mean to send it. We don't know. We weren't there. But the double standard is that they got rid of Roseanne, but they didn't punish Samantha Bee for what she said on live TV in front of, I mean, TBS is not for adults. Children watch TBS too. I didn't know what the C word was at 15 years old, but 15-year-olds now know what that word is and know what it means. It's a disgusting word. It's a disgusting term. And, you know, if I was a parent, I wouldn't want my children to watch TBS anymore or watch any cable news channels anymore, because they're getting very vulgar, and it's not right for a young person to know what certain words are at a certain age. Totally inappropriate. I didn't know what the F word was at 15. I never said it. It's totally inappropriate. Totally inappropriate. And it starts at home, too.
I admit it. I use foul language, and I use foul language to this day. I just hold my tongue when I'm live.
You're a man. It's different. And
I encourage folks to invite their kids to listen to the show. But Roseanne, that whole situation is kind of ridiculous. And I had a point I wanted to make before, but it slipped my mind while I was listening to what you were saying. And it makes me mad as hell. The double standard is ridiculous. Freedom of speech is only for those who support liberal agenda. And if you don't support liberal agenda, you're not allowed to speak nothing. They would rather gag you. You're not allowed to speak. If you're a conservative-minded person, you have no right to speak. Zip it. Do as I say, not as I do. That's the Democrats. We do what we want, and you listen to what we're telling you. And that's it. They're like the unruly school teacher, the teacher that pissed you off back in elementary school, you know, like
right.
trying to be like an authority on you and try to run your life. I don't want the government to run right. my life. I would rather have dangerous freedom any day over, you know, secure, safe government control. You know what I mean? So I'm getting ready. I'm going to be having another segment coming up here in 5 minutes, folks. Right now we're talking with Alexandra Levine.
And I was going to say, you can curse as much as you want because it's your show and it's on radio and it's okay. But when it's TV time with family, then it becomes a problem.
Right. So we're talking with Alexandra. She's fired up. She's looking for the right candidates and interviewing and backing folks who are following the Trump agenda, which, of course, everybody knows here at Patriot Nation Radio. We are on the train with the Trumpster. We are rolling right through everybody with great... Making America Great Again, you'll never hear the mainstream media ever say anything good about what Trump has accomplished, even when the unemployment numbers are way low for everybody, even when the economy's booming, revenue's pouring in, and everything's going great. Kim Jong-un and him will be sitting down on the 10th of June, 12th of June, to talk about stuff. It's unprecedented, unbelievable, as the North Korean leader steps across the DMZ and the South Korean leader steps across the DMZ. Who ever thought we would see that? They've been saying they were going to do that for years and years and years. And as Alexandra said earlier in the show, the move of the embassy over into Jerusalem, huge. Nobody showed up from the Democratic side. Amazing foreign policy achievements being attained, like almost like never seen before. How many presidents can say they moved a embassy to a capital of Jerusalem and ended the Korean War and sat down with the psychotic Korean president? Nobody. Amazing stuff. And what do they do? Stormy Daniels. Oh, I mean, really? Robert Mueller and the witch hunt costing millions of dollars. And it's all lies. When do these people go to jail? When do the police come and lock these criminals up? I don't understand what the hell's going on in this country. I don't understand what's going on in this world. I want to know where the hell Jeff Sessions is. Is he just on vacation? Does he go sit in an office and eat bonbons, Dunkin' Donuts, and drink coffee? Where the hell is this son of a gun? These people are raving criminals. Folks, I got someone knocking at my door pretty hard right now. Let's see. So I'm going to play a song. Here we go. I think it's my wife coming home. I'll be back in a minute.
For every soul from every war, across the seas, around our shore, every fold of our flag.
Be right back.
The coffins are laid. Every daughter and every son, the price was paid for everyone. So remember him, cherish his name, your freedom rings. Mm-hmm.
There you have it, folks. That's Freedom Rings, Dave Bray, USA. Make sure you head out and get a copy of his new CD, Dave Bray USA, Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition. Get it and get it quick. Real fast, before I bring on my next guest, I'm going to have Alexandra give out all the page information and events one more time before I bring in the next guest. So go ahead, Alexandra.
Awesome. Thanks, Mark. So the newest event for America First Coalition is going to be Monday night, June 11th at Gold Coast Distributing Center from 5 to 7 p.m. It's a debate forum with Tommy Gregory and Melissa Howard, who are both running for State Representative 73, Joe Gruder's seat. So eat from 5 to 6, debates from 6 to 7 p.m. with a $20 contribution or more. And we will also be selling our Trump gear. We have Trump shirts. We have Trump hats, Make America Great Again. We have Trump banners, Trump stickers. So it's going to be a really nice event. So that's, again, Monday night, June 11th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Gold Coast Distributing Center in Lakewood Ranch, which is in Sarasota, Florida, with a debate forum hosted and moderated by Richard Levine. Thank you so much, Mark.
Excellent. Thank you so much,
Alexandria. I was going to say, if anyone wants to get involved with the America First Coalition, our website is www.americafirstcoalition.org. Again, that's www.americafirstcoalition.org. You can Facebook us, America First Coalition Florida, wherever state you are in the country. It's just America First Coalition, whatever state you live in. You can also Facebook me, Alexandra Levine, Instagram me, ARLevine85, as well as tweet me at America, the number one, SP, capital F, capital L, also at America, the word first, FIRST, capital M, capital V. Thank you.
Excellent. Thanks for coming on. And just whenever you want, just let me know and message out to me and I'll bring you
Thanks
on.
Thanks so
you
can much, Mark. I really appreciate you giving me the floor. I love it.
You got it. Thanks a lot, Alexandra. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, Alexandra Levine, America First, Florida, and also I believe America First, Maryland. She's got two of the branches that she's running for America First. And so, folks, I don't know if you've heard what's been breaking in Tucson, Arizona, but there's some stuff happening. Hold on a second. I got to untie a knot. I'm the knot guy. I get out the knots here.
He's a knot man.
Veterans on patrol. They are out there in Arizona. And they are helping homeless veterans for some time now get the help that they need, finding them in various places throughout Arizona and bringing them to wherever they need to go. And sometime over the last few days, they were out searching for veterans, apparently, and stumbled across a child trafficking ring. Got some irrefutable evidence and went to the police, went to the authorities, and the authorities apparently arrested two of them for trespassing. What's up, buddy? So, we have a gentleman on the line. He's got some information. He's posted some things, and he's been following the story a little bit closely than some others. I just got back from a camping trip. I haven't really been able to delve totally into it. So here we go. I'm going to bring him in. What's happening, Lazaro?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. Come on, Mace. Here's my son, ladies and gentlemen. Say hello. This is Mason. He's cruising right in here. Say hello to Lazaro.
Hi.
All right, Mason, go ahead. Hold on, son. I love you. Give me a kiss. Be a good boy, okay? There you have it, boy. This is the reason for everything we do. This is why we do radio shows and do events and stand up and speak and do things. Patriotic. You know what I mean? The kids. We're doing this because we want to hand the torch of freedom to those guys. We can't fail them. We cannot fail these kids. And these people in Tucson, apparently, are trafficking in children. So why don't you fill us in a little bit on what you know, what's happening down there.
Well,
obviously, like just any other American, God loving American, just like cares about our kids. When it first started breaking out, I just started looking at things in a different perspective and where to. CMX. CMX is a company that's all tied with CGI, which is the Clinton Global Initiative. And as
right.
I started backtracking everything with CGI and CEMEX, I started realizing, wow, this is bigger than what I expected. I didn't mean to stumble on the information that people were posting out there. And last night, for about a good 2 hours, I started researching stuff. Now, I can't validate what the material is there or not. Obviously, it's all being set, second information. But what I do know about the company, CEMEX, is definitely tied with the Clinton Foundation through CGI back in 2013 and even further back to 2000. So what? Obviously, I started backtracking all the evidence, just like no difference that I did for the Hammonds and the Bundys in regards to the uranium one, Russia, the Clinton Foundation, and John Podesta.
Right.
I started finding out who are the main players, and as I found out the names were starting to pop out, I knew that Jonathan Rothschild is the mayor of Tucson, Arizona. I also know that the John McCain Institute is tied up with Pizzagate and the Clinton Foundation. But I didn't know when I was in Tucson how close I was actually regarding the location of where that's at. But, you know, for some reason, God mysteriously had this gentleman, Lewis, run into this camp. I don't know if you want to call it a campground, but a human campground, if anything. And from there, I just started following him, seeing what he had. I mean, myself, I would love to see addition like, cadaver dogs are out there now. So if we see just one child, we understand that. Yeah, that I could say for a fact that was part of Pizzagate, and God knows who else was involved with regards to Pizzagate. John McCain, maybe Hillary Clinton, Jonathan Rothschild.
Did I see that the Podesta group was involved in some of this too? And I thought I heard something about an MS-13 and some cartel from Mexico connection too, but I can't be sure. That's just pure speculation.
Right. Well, matter of fact, CEMEX is actually – and Mexico is tied through CGI. That is a fact. Not a conspiracy. That is a fact because of the documentation that I came across. So Mexico, CEMEX, and CGI are all interconnected.
And, of course, like you said,
so the CEMEX, can be dropped.
CEMEX is owned by one of the Rothschild family members, correct?
That is correct. That is a fact. That's not a conspiracy. So I want to make that crystal clear. That is not a conspiracy.
So one of the Rothschilds, one of the folks that
Jonathan Rothschild.
Everybody knows,
Jonathan Rothschild.
Everybody knows that this family controls the banking system, the money. They're the richest ever, and they are the ones pulling most of the string, along with George Soros, which I can't believe that man's not, like, locked up somewhere. Like, I how is he running free anyway? I don't get it.
I just don't understand why Donald Trump has not had imposed an international warrant against him.
Unbelievable.
You know,
so now,
one of those sides, dead or alive.
Now, veterans on patrol are the guys who were walking around, and they found this camp. And Lewis Arthur put out a couple of videos about it, getting massive hits. Of Lewis Arthur and Veterans on Patrol.
I really don't know much, to be honest. For the little amount that I know is that he participated in the Bundy Hammond standoff and Mark McConnell, ties to Mark McConnell. That's as much as I know. I do know Mark McConnell set up Robert Lewis pretty going to get assassinated, and then also our Patriots getting unlawfully arrested. Lewis, with respect to him, I know that my understanding, there was a scuffle and where his nose was broken, but that's as much as I know in regards to that. Now, at the end of the day, does that outweigh what he found? I really can't say that. Only God can judge that, make that judgment and that determination.
Yeah.
So But let's say hypothetically, they did run into a child trafficking ring. You know, do we put what we feel about the guy aside and then look out for the best interest of the children, not just the children of immigrants, but actually American children, you know,
right.
American children being trafficked? Because what we do know is that Child Protective Services does go after kids that are blonde with green and black, green and blue eyes. We also know most of these kids get lost through the system. These are facts. Now, if we know that they're getting lost through the system, does that mean they're going through these tunnels? And if they are going through
right.
these tunnels, then should the authorities look into it a lot more deeper than what this gentleman is bringing up? So
underground tunnels.
Underground
tunnels. Cement provided by CEMEX. They're the ones building the tunnels. They're using their concrete.
I can't say for certain that's actually they're using. There could be possibility that they say wink wink, we're not watching what's really happening here, but you guys can do whatever
right.
you want over here. Or maybe it could be a front.
Right. That was
could probably be a front to be there. Right.
Yep. So now I hear what you're saying, and that is a great point, because if we can help out one kid and get them out of the trafficking that's happening across this world, then it's worth it. It might be like, all right, man, you made some mistakes in the past, but you know, and it doesn't mean you have to link up with these folks. You don't like them, you don't trust them, but you can back this. This camp is pretty crazy from what I understand, and there's going to be some kind of stand taking place down there if it's real. Lewis looks like he's planning on staying up on this tower for 2 weeks till he can make a point. Did you see that video?
I did, and I just saw this earlier video in which the gentleman with the gun and the cowboy hat was there with five PDs. An earlier video just came out, and some other gentlemen. So obviously the gentleman that had the cowboy that owns the land or is responsible for the land was not happy. And they're actually now, my understanding is the Tucson Police Department is going to go ahead and rope the area. Cadaver dogs are going to be roaming the area for God knows how long. I really hope they don't find one child. But even if they do find one child, I mean, can you imagine all the other childs that were lost or that we don't even know about?
Now, did I see somewhere that there was 12 kids that they got to safety? I think the number was 12 kids out of there. They got safe now.
I can't confirm that yet. Obviously there's a lot of information coming back and forth, and I have not heard it from him and I have not seen that video yet. But if there
right.
was, then, you know, I mean, 12, even one is better than none. If that is true.
Right. I hope when they went in there and they were collecting evidence, they weren't like actually collecting evidence and tainting a crime scene. Do you know if anything like that's happening out there? Cause I reached out to them. I was hoping to get one of their representatives to come on and speak tonight, but they never got back to me, cause I'm sure they're getting 1,000 messages in that minute.
And you know, I have not spoken to him directly, to be honest. I'm with you on that. I hope they do not paint the crime scene, if there is a crime scene, because you
right.
know any crime scene that's painted, you know, the evidence is lost in a way. You know how these attorneys and judges have the tendency of manipulating the facts, so they can say, well, you touch it, well, now it's no good. So now the evidence is thrown out, inadmissible,
right.
because at the end of the day,
yep.
that's the obstruction of justice. So I'm hoping that never happened. Or, you know, I'm crossing my fingers. Also, what I know, do know about CEMEX is that CEMEX was in Haiti, in respect to this lady that she's behind, and her name is Laura Silsby is behind 38 children that were trafficking out of Haiti. CEMEX was also
right.
in Haiti. She's also behind the creation of the Amber Alert when Child Protective Services had a loses a child, the Amber Alert goes. That's so
right.
Laura Silsby is behind the Amber Alert and also the 33 kid that were trafficked, that where she was trying to traffic out of Haiti. So you can imagine, right, all tied to the Clinton Foundation and CEMEX.
And look how much money the Clinton Foundation laundered, and they were supposed to help Haiti, and they pocketed all that. Like, I think it was $410 billion the Hillary Clinton Foundation pocketed. Right. Was supposed to give it to the people of Haiti for relief and kept it. But nobody talks about that.
Well,
they'd rather
some.
Talk about Stormy Daniels. Oh, my God. Horrible. You know?
And then some, because guess the most of the American people totally forgot that Hillary Clinton's brother has a gold mine company out there, and which he's profiting from the gold that's being extracted from Haiti, and depriving the Haitian people from that profit.
Yeah, and I would implore folks, if you're going to run out to Tucson, Arizona, and help out with this crisis that's unfolding at this homeless camp, ended by the Rothschild's family member, CEMEX Cement. Don't bring your weapons. Go there and be there, but don't bring guns. That's a setup if you're going to bring your guns. I don't trust nobody saying, bring your long guns. We're making a stand. Don't do it. Go there. Show your support. Leave the guns at home. Be smart. Don't bring your weapons.
And Jonathan Rothschild is the mayor of Tucson. So I guarantee you right now there's a huge power struggle within the department. And him being exposed, because remember, he's also part of this Pizzagate. So I strongly advise everybody, regardless of how you feel, how emotional you're going to get, you definitely have to leave your guns behind. And you definitely have to come bring water, bring food, bring radio, two-way radios, bring a live stream, extra battery packs for your cell phone if you want to live stream it. But don't show up, because at the end of the day, Jonathan Rothschild would have a way to use the law enforcement against you.
And also, I would say, if you know anybody who has that infamous list of agent provocateurs that are floating around in the Patriot community, take a look at all the names on that list before you head on out to Tucson, Arizona. I'm just saying. You know what I mean?
Most definitely.
There's a big list that came out after the Malia Refuge. Mark McConnell's on that list, and a few others that may or may not be in Tucson, Arizona, as we speak. But I don't.
And that's the thing, you know. This situation is very sensitive to most of the American people. We no longer tolerate child pedophilia and child trafficking. And emotions can run extremely high. But at the end of the day, like you just stated, we have to use our conscience. We have to be diligent with our actions.
There's a guy out there in Tucson standing on a tower making a video. Has anybody actually been out there and completely verified everything? That's something to consider too. I believe someone has, and I believe there is proof. There was a news report that was circulating around from, I guess, one of the local news channels out there, but there's something shady maybe on, who knows? Just verify everything, you know? It's very serious stuff. What they're talking about is extremely serious, and if it's true, needs to be stopped. There is no question about it, that it has to be stopped. And then anybody and everybody involved needs to be extremely prosecuted from one end of the spectrum to the other. And I'm not saying throw the book at them. I'm saying drop the whole damn law library right on them and forget about it. Never see the light of day again. Simple.
Well,
that's it. You know what I mean?
Uh-oh. I apologize. I just have to say this. There's going to be a backlash in regards to repercussions, in the sense that if we do, and it is a child trafficking camp, Jonathan Rothschilds and these coyotes and MS-13, they're not going to stand back, and the cartels, they're not going to sit back. They're going to come after anyone that they know directly and indirectly participated. So be extremely cautious in regards to concealing your identity, because these guys are extremely dangerous. And when you break up a $1 billion industry on whatever they were profiting per child, I guarantee there's going to be repercussions.
Yep. And it's not going to be like the repercussions people are used to. It's going to be Mexican drug cartel style retribution. Our friend Rusty down in Brownsville, Texas. I got to get ready to wrap up here. I got only a few minutes left. But our friend Rusty down in Brownsville, Texas, the border of his property goes through the Rio Grande. And he stands on this side of, on his side of America and watches as the cartels murder people, and there's nothing he can do. Because he's in America and they're in Mexico and they're like 40 feet away burning people and shit. It's crazy. And these are the people that are trafficking these kids. Folks, it's a, and you never heard of a Cuban necktie? You know what I'm saying? Folks, a Cuban necktie is pretty rough. I learned that watching Scarface. You know, you go like this from ear to ear and you pull the tongue out. It's crazy. And then they leave your head on your mother's doorstep. This is the kind of retribution that'll come when you break up a billion-dollar industry. So it's very highly dangerous for these people to be getting involved in this. It's crazy. Because when you go down and you get the evidence and you go to the police and you give the police the evidence and then they arrest you for trespassing, what? Pretty crazy. That's nuts.
Well, you know? If you think about it this way, how many people died because of the exposing the Clintons? I mean, what's the murder rate there? Just in exposing the Clintons or anything associated with the Clintons?
Yeah, I guess Hillary and Bill have over like 220 bodies behind them since the 70s and before old Slick Willie ran for governor of what was it, Arkansas or something. You know? Crazy.
So
here they are.
Yeah. So
I can't believe she's not in an orange jumpsuit. She belongs in a jumpsuit. Anyhow, I got to wrap up my show real quick. I want to thank you for coming on. We'll be updating this story as it develops, and we find out the ins and outs little by little, bit by bit, because they'll come out, because patriots are patriots, and they investigate. We want to know the truth and what's going on. So folks are heading out there to get the truth. I can guarantee you that. And folks, if you're heading out to Arizona, Tucson, to be a part of this, leave your weapons home. Leave them home. Bring a sign. Bring a sign. Anybody calling for you to bring the weapons out there is trying to get you killed. You don't want to bring weapons. Leave them home. Look what happened to our good friend John, who was asked to run security at an event in D.C. and wound up getting ramshackled by U.S. Marshals because he was there to try to protect somebody, and they set him up. Be careful. Be careful of those who say bring the guns. That's all I'm saying. All right, Lazaro, thank you so much for tuning in. Maybe you want to stick around. I'm going to play an awesome new version of the Star Spangled Banner from our good friend Dave Bray. I don't know how many folks have heard this version yet. It's an excellent version, and we're going to play it here in a second. I just want to tell folks about what's coming up. The schedule is pretty thin right now. I'm talking to people. We're in negotiations. But this Thursday, we're going to be talking about American Pride Week. Show Your American Pride from the 11th to the 15th of June. Overpasses for America is doing some of the things here. They'll be doing their national event on Flag Day. So you want to make sure you get out there and on Flag Day and wave a flag, for crying out loud. Our good friend Gail does PropositionUSA.com, and it's simple. Take your American flag, go somewhere and just wave it at 5 p.m. Wave the flag at some people. Hey, God bless America. Here we are. Woo-hoo, yay. You know, wave your flag. 5 p.m. PropositionUSA.com. And my good friend, Pastor Sylvester Bland, is having the Prophecy Conference for the Family October 12th through the 14th, 2018, at Four Points by Sheridan at the Kansas City International Airport, Plaza Circle, Kansas City, Missouri. We're going to head out there and throughout the whole weekend, speakers. And on the last day, there'll be a full church service performed by our good friend, Pastor Sylvester Bland. You want to, no, don't touch, not yet. And he's over there at www.theunitedsaintsofamerica.us. And he's got a Monday through Friday, 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern time. You want to make sure you get out and check out Pastor Sylvester Bland. And, of course, Brian Lang, Live Truth Radio. I was trying to get him to come and join us this evening to discuss some of this, what's taking place. I know he's got his folks are going to be checking into things, and they're going to be researching what's going on in Tucson. And you want to check out his show. That's Live Truth Radio. Just search him out on the Facebook pages. And, of course, Slider and Deborah, they're also working on this, I think, too, this situation in Tucson. And their show is Spread the Word. You want to look these shows up. More and more information will be coming out about this story out of Tucson. So keep researching, keep looking, keep digging, and keep your head on a swivel at all times. Pay attention to what's happening. It's important. And so with that, I want to say thank you all for tuning in. It's always a pleasure. And we're going to have my DJ is going to click it. I'll tell you when, DJ. I'll give you the cue. And we're going to stand up. We're going to flag. You got to step aside because I'm standing up, son. We're going to stand. I'm going to put the flag for you all to stand with me. And we're going to enjoy this new version, Patriot Nation Radio's official Star-Spangled Banner version from Dave Bray USA, Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. Here you go, folks. Hit it, Mason. Dave Bray and the Star-Spangled Banner. Click it two times. Here you go. Tuning in. It was a great time. I enjoy doing this. I love you, all my fans, everybody on the live feed, everybody out on Blog Talk Radio World. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, we'll be live here Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, right after A Conservative's Perspective with James Bostic, the right hook of the best 1-2 alternative radio combo out today. Conservative's Perspective and Patriot Nation Radio, heard Thursday night starting at 7 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, Conservative's Perspective Tuesday, 7 p.m., and my show right here on Mondays, the one you're watching, 8 p.m. Eastern. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you Thursday, 8 o'clock. Good night, and God bless America.